that we are alive today, we need to give thanks to God. It's not about past, about minds. Many will have wished to see this morning that young student that just passed on yesterday. Who knew? Look at that result. Very fantastic result. Fantastic result. When I saw the result, when she brought it to me, she said, "Sir, please, this is my result. I'm seeking for admission." I said, "Count it down. Relax. Only just for yesterday, I got the call. Say, sir, don't bother yourself again. Don't waste your energy. She's no more." And I thank God for the topic we have this morning. For the inspiration given to our chaplain. A cry for help. What a topic to begin a new month. What a topic to begin a new month. A cry for help. What a topic to begin a new day. A cry for help. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our present situations demand a cry for help. Your present situation, my present situation, the situation of this country demands a cry for help. Because by strength shall not prevail. Psalm 60 verse 11. It says, "Vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man." So we must cry unto God for help. And our cry is not directed to man. Our cry is not directed to the government. Our cry is not directed to our leaders. After all, they have failed. Our cry is directed to our Father in heaven, to our Redeemer, to our Savior. A cry for help. Praise the Lord. A cry for help is a cry to God. Relying on Him in desperate times. We're in desperate times. So a cry for help is a cry unto God for divine intervention in desperate times, desperate situations, uncomfortable situations. A cry for help is a fervent expression of faith in God and trust in Him. A cry for help is an expression of our faith in God and trust in Him. A cry for help. Praise the Lord. A cry for help is an expression of our faith in God and trust in His goodness and power to act on our behalf. We need to cry unto God. We need to cry. We will shout loud. We need to exclaim. A cry for help is a plea for God's mercy. It's a plea for God's mercy. Look at the story of blind Bartimaeus. Thou son of David, have mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy. Thou a cry for help. Because the situation was something else. They call it the blind Bartimaeus. There are many blind Bartimaeus in our generation today. There are many blind Bartimaeus in our church today. There are many blind Bartimaeus in the nation today. We need to cry for help. A plea for God's mercy for his intervention. A cry for help is a cry for personal helplessness. Because on our own, we can do nothing. A cry for help. A cry for help is to acknowledge God that He's the only one that can do what no man can do. A cry for help is a cry to God.
only you can do what no man can do. And that is what we have come to do this morning. A cry for help. A cry for help is a cry of justice. A cry for help is a cry of justice. That's what we have come to do this morning. So that as we cry unto God this morning, then Jesus says, his ears are widely attentive unto our cry, and his eyes are upon the righteous. Praise the Lord. Look at the psalm we just read. Say, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears. He is the man that we cry unto God this morning. There is a God that we answer. There is a God that we hear. In the name of Jesus. Because his ears are not so dull, so heavy, that he cannot hear. If only there is a man that can cry out, there is a God that can hear. He said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. God will deliver us from all our troubles in the mighty name of Jesus. God will deliver this nation from all our troubles in the name of Jesus. God will deliver the church from all our troubles in the name of Jesus. A cry for help, a cry of justice. It is a cry seeking God's intervention in our situations. Today we are scared of traveling. We are scared of doing so many things. Why? Look at verse 13. Say, the Lord is near unto them that are of a broken spirit, and save such as of a contrite heart spirit. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. God is the deliverer of the afflicted. Is anyone afflicted? God will deliver us if only we cry unto him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say, he keepeth all his bones, that no one of them is broken. As we cry unto God, and as we journey through these 28 days of this month, I decree that none of our bones shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Our bones shall be broken. Our blood shall be drunk. Our flesh shall be eaten in the name of Jesus. If only we can cry unto him, he hears the cry of the righteous. Praise the Lord. Say, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Evil shall slay the wicked. As we journey through this month, Bible says, no evil shall come near your dwelling. And so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus, no evil shall come near your dwelling. A tower will fall by your side, 10,000 by your left side, but none shall come nigh unto you, says the scripture. And so shall it be unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus. A cry for help. The Lord redeem the soul of his servants. As we journey through this month, the Almighty Father will redeem our soul from destruction, from famine, from calamity, from, in the name of Jesus, he's a redeemer, he's our redeemer. He is out to redeem us this month. He is out to redeem us as we journey through this year. He is out to do something wonderful in our life as we journey through this year. The only condition, we must cry out. We must express the state of our helplessness to him. We must acknowledge that he is the only one that can do what no man can do. A cry for help. Amen. And all of them that trust in him shall be desolate. As we build our trust on him, I'm telling you, God will visit us in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us rise up as we talk to God this morning. A cry for help. A cry for help this morning. Put your mouth and appreciate God for the privilege to come before Him to cry unto Him. For the privilege to appear before God to cry unto Him. To cry unto Him. See, the righteous cry and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their troubles. We are the God who shall presently help in times of trouble. For the people who appear before Him to cry out. Let us appreciate God for that. Let us appreciate God. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. For the people who appear before your presence, Lord, we appreciate you. Blessed be your name, Lord. Glory, honor, and the Lord ascribe unto you. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Bible said, vain is the help of man. Bible said, Lord, let not depend on the help from man. Let it depend only on you. Because you know, vain is the help of man. Lord, help me to depend on your help. Help me to look unto you. The psalmist said, I will lift my eyes unto the hill from where cometh my help. Our help is from God and God alone. And the Lord will grant you grace to always look unto Him for help. Lord, grant me grace to always look unto you for help. These are desperate times. These are perilous times. These are evil times. These are wicked days. Lord, grant us the grace to always seek help from you. Grant us the grace to always seek help from you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. If you read 2 Kings, there was a king that was sick. And he sent his servants, said, go to Ekron and inquire of their gods whether I will recover. Do you know God was angry with him? On their way, God sent messengers, said, go! And he asked him a question. Is it because there is no God? Oh my God, is it because there is no God in Israel? And you have sent your messengers to Ekron. See, for this mistake you have made, surely you will die. The king could not recover. That shows that God is ever ready to help us. That portrays that God is ever ready to answer our cry, to answer our prayers. But I'm going to pray. Say, oh Lord, my God, no matter my situation, help me to look unto you for any help I need in life. Oh, I'm going to pray. No matter your situation, no matter the circumstances, no matter the pressure, Lord, grant me grace to always look unto you for help. Lord, the grace to look unto you, Lord, for help. Not a man. Lord, the grace. Lord, the grace. Lord, the grace. Lord, the grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. It is well with us, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The book of Exodus 2. Exodus chapter 2. Exodus 2, we take 23 to 25. Exodus 2, 23. Say, now it happened in the period of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage and they cried out. Because of the bondage, they cried out. I don't know how many of you are in bondage here this morning. I don't know what the bondage you are in this morning. I don't know the chains that have chained you down this morning. I don't know the fetters that have tied you down this morning. I don't know. So they got the bondage and they cried out. And their cry came up to God because of the bondage. You are going to pray. Say, oh Lord my God, as I cry out to you this morning, release me from every bondage, every spiritual bondage, every physical bondage, every bondage that I'm in. Lord, as I cry out to you this morning, Lord, release me, Lord, deliver me, Lord, set me free from every form of bondage. I don't know the bondage you are in. It can be financial bondage, it can be marital, it can be academic. I don't know, but when you cry out to God, God will deliver you, God will rescue you, God will set you free. He is the great deliverer. I don't know the chains around your life, around your family. Cry out to God, say, God, deliver me. From that bondage. I don't know what kind of bondage you are in this morning, but I know there is a God who is a deliverer, who can deliver, who can set free. Yet he said he can be free. He can break every chain. He can break every covenant. He can break every curse. Cry unto him this morning. Cry unto him this morning. It is very much available for us this morning. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at Exodus 14, verse 11. Say, verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Time they didn't cry unto Moses, unto Aaron, but they cried out unto the Lord. I don't know the Egyptians, I don't know the Pharaoh, I don't know the Goliath, I don't know what is pursuing you, I don't know your pursuer. But as you cry to God, God will send in this array this morning. In the name of Jesus, all those that pursue you, as you cry out this morning, God will send a bushman in your midst, confusion in your midst, in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. All those that pursue me, all those that are alive, I have my mouth to pray this morning. Let it be confused. Let it be thrown back. In the name of Jesus, open the door to pray. Lord, we give thanks to you. All those that pursue us, all those fearers, the Goliath, the Egyptians, Lord, that after our life, Lord, have been crying out this morning. We pray, Lord, let there be total confusion in your midst. Total confusion in your midst, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is well. It is well. It is well. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray Judges 3. We are going to read that place. Judges 3, verse 9. Judges 3. When the children of Israel cry out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel, who delivered them, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. We're going to pray for our nation. That God will raise a deliverer. So when the children of Israel cry out, when Nigerians cry out, when our citizens of us cry out to God on behalf of this great nation, God raise up a deliverer. Lord, for this great nation Nigeria, open up your prayer. Let God arise and raise up a deliverer. Raise up, O Lord, a deliverer for this great nation Nigeria. Lord, arise. Raise up a deliverer for us. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We need a deliverer in Nigeria, in any sort of situation. Father, arise and do it for us. Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Lord, arise.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to cry unto God in accordance with Psalm 16 verse 6. That as we cry unto God and as we go to this mode of February, the lines will fall in place and places for us. Psalm 16 verse 6. Praise the Lord. The lines are falling to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. This month, the lines will fall in pleasant places for you. In the name of Jesus, say, oh Lord my God, in accordance with Psalm 16 verse 6, I declare that the lines will fall in pleasant places for me. Yes, I will have a good inheritance after showing through this month. Lord, a life before in pleasant places for us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Proverbs 4, verse 8. Say, the path of the just is like a shining star that shineth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. We are going to pray that the 28 days that made up this month will shine for us brighter and brighter and brighter. And all that is that divinely belongs to us in this month will come to us. Say, oh Lord my God, I decree and I declare this morning that my path shall be like a shining star that shines brighter and brighter on the perfect day. In the name of Jesus, make that decree. That all 28 days in this month will work your favor. Your path will shine brighter. There is no darkness in your path. There is no darkness in your path. Your path shall shine brighter and brighter to the perfect day, to the glory of God. Thank you, precious Father. Hallelujah. We worship, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We have entered February. February is the second month of the year.
February comes from the Latin word februus, which means to purify, to cleanse. So this is a month of purification. This is a month that you will cleanse yourself, that you become a vessel of honor unto God. Be a vessel of honor. Purify yourself. I want to say, oh Lord my God, touch me in this new month. Purge me from every contamination, from every fitness. Purge me, purify me, cleanse me, O God. Help me to be a vessel of honor unto you. As I journey through this month, as I journey, Lord, as we journey, purify us. Cleanse us, O God, from every impurity, from every defilement, from every contamination, Lord. Help us to be vessel of honor unto you, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Genesis 26:22. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called his name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us. We are going to pray that God will make room for us in this new month, and we are going to be fruitful in the land. Praise the Lord. Pray, amen. Say, the Lord has made room for us. I want to pray.
that God, this new month, make room for us. Make room for me. Help to be fruitful in all that I will do. Help to be fruitful. Make room for me. Open up to pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in this new month, Lord, make room for me. Make room for me. And make to be fruitful in whatever I do. Open up to pray. Our God, that God will make room for him. And he said, God has made room for us. God made room for us as a chapel. Make room for us as a family. In the name of Jesus. And help us be fruitful, God, even in this land. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of Father. This land will save us. This land will be a blessing to us. Yes, this land will be a blessing to us. This land will save us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number one, just one. Book of Numbers. Chapter 1, verse 1. Amen. Say now. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, which we are doing on the first day of the second month. This is the first day of the second month. I don't know whether I get the relationship of that scripture. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month. I don't know. We are going to pray, God, speak to your servants. Speak to my situation. Speak to my circumstances. Speak to every issue in my life. Lord, speak your word. You spoke to Moses on the first day of the second month. Lord, today is the first day of the second month. Father God, speak to us. Speak to me. Speak to me. Speak my situations. Speak my circumstances. Speak to every challenge. Speak to every issue. Speak, oh Lord. Our ears are wide open. Our ears are to hear your word. Oh, we are ready to hear your word. We are ready to hear your word. Lord, speak to us. Lord, speak to us. Lord, speak to me. In the name of Jesus, we are Lord. In the tabernacle of meeting, we have come together. Speak your word to us. To every situation, to every circumstances, speak your word. Your word is powerful. Your word is mighty. Your word is great. There is power in your word. Father, speak your word to us. Speak your word to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jesus, go with me. I cannot go alone. Jesus, go with me. I cannot go alone. For the road is rough and there are many dangers. Jesus, go with me. I cannot go alone. Me this month, these 28 days, Lord, go with me. I know there are many dangers. The road is narrow, full of danger, full of so many things, full of uncertainty. We need the presence of God to go with us. We need God's presence to go with us. Oh, Jesus. us, go with us. We cannot go alone. By strength and power, Lord, we beg on you this morning. We cry on you this morning. Go with us. Go with us. Go with us. Go with us, God. Surround us, O God. Declare of fire, Lord. Let your glory surround us. Go with us, Lord. We can't go alone. We have no power of our own. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We say a cry for mercy, a cry for help is a cry for mercy. Blind Bartimaeus cried out because there was a challenge in his life. I don't know the challenge in your life today. But we cry out. The way blind Bartimaeus cried out. The way that woman, that widow, that priest, that prophet cried out. And God answered. I don't know the situation you are in now. Settle it with God. Cry out unto God this morning. Concerning that situation. Concerning that problem. Concerning that issue. Cry out unto God this morning. Remember what we read? The righteous cry and the Lord hear. What is that secret pain in your heart? This is a moment with God. Few seconds with God. What is that issue? Settle it with God. Settle it. Cry out to God. That pain in your heart. That situation. That issue. Set a righteous cry and the Lord hear it. Cry out to God this morning. Say, many I have suffered righteous, but the Lord God will deliver them out of them all. Cry out this morning to Him. He's a deliverer of the afflicted. He is a deliverer of the afflicted. Cry out to Him. Say, none of our bones shall be broken. Cry out to Him. As you journey through this month, your bones shall not be broken. No evil shall come to your dwelling. Cry out to Him. Settle that issue with Him. Settle that matter with Him. The Lord redeemed the soul of His servant. Settle it. Say, Lord, arise. Redeem my soul from destruction. Redeem my soul from destruction. Settle that issue with God. Yes, settle it. Blind Bartimaeus cried out. Jesus followers cried out when they were in the boat. They cried out, Master, can you not perish? I don't know where you are perishing, but cry out to Him this morning. Cry out to Him this morning. Thank you, Father. Settle it with Him. Settle that issue. Settle that matter with Him once and for all. He's very close. He hears your prayers. He hears your cry. He's a present help in times of trouble. Say, call unto me in the days of trouble, and I will answer you. So I will glorify me. God wants us to glorify Him. He will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Cry unto Him. A cry for help is a cry of justice. Cry unto God for justice in your life in Nigeria. Cry unto Him for justice. Let God arise. Let Him arise. He's the only one that can do what no man can do. Cry unto Him for your life, for your family, for your business, for your career, for your ministry. Cry unto Him. Say, Lord, I can do nothing without You. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please mediate for us Psalm 27. We all read it as we conclude. Psalm 27. Psalm 27, mediate for us. Please shall we all stand as we read Psalm 27 from 1 to 7. Psalm 27. As we go through this month, the Lord will be our strength. As we cry unto Him, the Lord will be our strength. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we read it? One to go. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come or get me to eat up my flesh. My enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though an army may come against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. 6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemy, all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. The last verse, yeah, oh Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Take it again. Yeah, oh Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. As we cry unto you today, and even in this month, Lord, you will hear us. Lord, you will answer us. You are the only one that can do what no man can do. Lord, as we journey through this 28 days in this month, Father, journey with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that surely the lines will fall in prayer place for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that Father, our path shall be like a shining star that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So shall it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the strength of our life. We look unto you. Take the lead this month. We shall come back, Lord, confess of mass to testify that indeed the Lord has been so good. Blessed be the name of the Father. Let each day of this month yield unto us all that divinely belong to us. In the name of Jesus, none of our bones shall be broken. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called.
To say what you say you need to do. Oh, that is what you need to do. That is why you are called.
To decree and declare, every prayer you have offered in his presence this morning, with a shout of your amen, answer is delivered into your hand in the name of Jesus Christ.
I say answers are delivered into your hands in the name of Jesus. Bible says where the word of the king is, there is power. Because the word of God is involved in this matter, power is already on your side. With your mouth you will testify in the name of Jesus Christ. What the Lord says, 1,000 will fall by your side, 10,000 by your right hand. None will come near your dwelling. I decree and declare on this altar this morning, everyone who pursues you and run after you, to destroy you, to ridicule you, to frustrate you, to make you live a life of miserable, I decree and declare on this altar this morning, they will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. I said they will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. The strength to overcome with the shout of your amen. That strength is released upon your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord who took you through the month of January is not through with you yet. In this month of February, His glory will be radiated upon your life in the name of Jesus. In this month of February, in victory, you will go out, and in victory, you will return in the name of Jesus. In this month of February, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. In this month of February, nobody will tell you sorry. They will tell you congratulations. If I am praying for you, you will say better amen. Everyone who prepares the gallows of sorrow, I take it from you and I give it to them in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of the Lord will overwhelm your life. It is well with you. It is well with you. It is well with you. Jehovah will be Jehovah over your life. He will reign over your life. He will grant you victory on all sides. Because you have come to his altar this morning to cry for help, help is already delivered into your hand in the name of Jesus. I say help is already on your side in the name of Jesus. The power of the enemy and his cohorts, they are already defeated for your sake in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and shine forth in his glory. Throughout this month, every form of satanic depression that has been programmed into it, I delete your name from that depression in the name of Jesus. Every arrangement that the devil has put in place, 3 a.m. this morning, they make pronouncement into the month of February that it will be more devastating. I remove your name from it in the name of Jesus Christ. I remove your name from that devastation in the name of Jesus Christ. Your family is excused from that devastation in the name of Jesus. You will not be a victim of kidnappers. That devil is a liar. You will go out in safety and you will return in safety. It will either happen before you get there or it will happen after you have already passed. That's my prayer for you, and it will work for you in the name of Jesus. I said it will work for you in the name of Jesus. Your amen is an agreement with the prayer. It will either happen before you get there or it will happen after you have passed. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. I'll cover you and your entire family with the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. No harm shall befall you. It is well with you. Thank you, our Father. February is a month of blessing. It is a month of favor. It is a month of breakthrough. It is a month of testimony. It is a month of jubilation. It is a month of congratulation. It is a month of celebration. It is a month of dancing. It shall be so for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Take all the glory as we seal all our prayer points with the blood of Jesus. We declare them into physical manifestation of our celebration. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Can I hear the thunderous amen in His presence? Lord, the prayer points we have raised this morning, those who connected to us online, they will also work for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of the Lord will radiate upon you wherever you are right now. And you will feel the presence of this glory to such an extent that you will jump for joy and you will dance a new dance. It shall be so for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Be magnified and exalted forevermore. For Jesus' unfailing name we are praying. Let me hear the very thunderous amen in His presence. Shortly we will take our offering and we will leave. But get this right. On Thursday is our fasting and prayer. Prayer bag as usual will continue all through the week to end up on Thursday as we used to do it. But all of us will be here back on Thursday. Morning session 7 to 8 a.m. and then evening session will begin by 4 on the dot and will close for 5:30. So please take notes of this. The glory of the Lord is already upon you. I can see you shining in the month of February. I can see you testifying in the month of February. Take your offering in your hand. Tell God, your word says, seed time and harvest time will never cease. On this first day of the month of February, we take a covenant seed in our hand to connect into our blessing. We ask, O God, that you will bless this seed. You will water this seed. They will multiply and give us bountiful harvest. Take all the glory because you will do it. In Jesus' unfailing name, we are prayed. Take your offering, dance forward as the choir leads us in singing. Thereafter, we will take the benediction and go.
The glory of the Lord upon me. Everybody knows that I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows that I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows that I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me.
Dr. Etobro and the media crew, please see me after now. Dr. Etobro and the media crew, stretch your hand towards the altar. As you go from here, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance of righteousness and peace and be gracious unto you and your entire family, today and always. And even forevermore. Can I hear it all us? Amen. The peace of the Lord go with you.